I am a grateful, grateful believer in Jesus Christ. Finding victory over a 33-year-long marijuana habit, and my name is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, hello. And I find it pretty ironic, really, that I'm teaching on insanity. If any of you have seen me up here before, you know, I don't always get those announcements right. So, you know, I think I'm the craziest guy in the room teaching on sanity. But, hey, that's where we're at. Thanks, Alta. So, you know, sanity, where we're at and where we've just come from, you know, we had denial, right, which is the start of this, powerless hope, and now we're on to sanity, and we'll get turn coming up. But for now, we're going to stick with the sanity aspect of it. So in principle, we're at principle two. Ow. Principle two, earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to him, and he has the power to help me recover. And happier are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. And we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And that's step two. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose. Philippians 2:3. So that keeps us on track with the principles two, and of course our step two. Ow. So, definition of insanity. You know, that might be a good one. The definition: the ability to think and behave in a normal, you know, that's a little subjective there, and rational manner, sound mental health. So, you know, and with that, I sort of like synonyms, you know, it's like anonymity, you know, try to say that three times fast. Synonyms, acumen, I like that one. It's the ability to understand and to reason. And that one comes up a lot when you look through the definitions and the synonyms in that. And common sense. Common sense. Yeah, it's not always so common, is it? Rationality, soundness, stability, normalty. And lucidity. So to help us, you know, with sanity, right, we need to look at the synonyms maybe for insanity. Absurdity. Folly. Lunacy. Frenzy. Craziness. Irresponsibility. Alienation. How about that one? Any of that sound familiar? Yeah. Sorry. <It's good. sighs> I don't know why. Privacy over there, it's still the same thing. Definition of insanity. Probably heard that before, right? Yeah? Doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Expecting a different result, and that's just not happening. As much as I try, it's not. So, if we keep doing that, and keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result, something needs to change, right? For me, you know, I had to start and, you know, break that cycle. So once I broke the cycle of the insanity of doing that same thing over and over again, it's happened a few times, it popped up a few times in my life and keeps popping up, but I have to realize it is insanity. And what's the serenity prayer, right? Accept the things we can change, courage to change them, wisdom to know the difference. Most recently for me in my life, insanity has been surrounded about my mom and my relationship and getting her from one location that was unhealthy for her into a very healthy environment. And for those that know me, I went through a hard time there for a while. I got that all taken care of, got it all situated, got it all taken care of. But I couldn't change my mom. So the insanity of me thinking I could change it all just by helping and getting her there, and I'm doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, I had to just surrender it and let it go. Because I'm going crazy, driving my family crazy, and nothing's changing. So whether it's a relationship like that or family member, lots of other things that we can keep doing over and over and over and over again. And that was one of them. So if we look at the acrostic, S is for strength. So when we accept Jesus as our higher power, we receive the strength, you know, to face fears that have kept us in bondage, right? Suddenly they're not as scary if we know we're not handling it on our own. Fears that kept us stuck, you know, or made us fight, caused us to either freeze, right? Just stand there, do nothing. Nothing will change. We hope it goes away, procrastination maybe. Or we flee. We just run from it. And then what happens? Wherever you run, there you are, and it ends up back at you. You know, so, you know, I ask, what fear is keeping you from Jesus tonight? Is there a fear in there of that? Maybe. Maybe a fear of ridicule. Tell someone that you love Jesus, and that's a fear in itself, right? In Job 3:25, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. And I don't know about anybody in here, but I've lived that, fearing things. You give it life, and it can take hold. In 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with torment. Some versions say punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. You know, so what's tormenting you tonight or punishing you tonight or last week and carrying on over? In Psalms 73:26 tells us, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You know, there's some great verses in the Bible, you know, and that's the beauty of it. It is a living thing. You know, you get something out of it every time you read it. And you may read something 1,000 times, and that 1,001st, you go, huh, never got that. In Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you. So I was curious about the fear, so I Googled it. And, you know, some versions said it was in it 365 times in the Bible, but, you know, then the other people went in, other scholars, and did it. Come to find out, fear not, or do not be afraid, appears in the King James Version 103 times. That tells me that we're not supposed to fear. We're supposed to find strength in Christ. I mean, fear keeps us trapped where we're at. It doesn't allow us to move forward because we're afraid. Fear nothing through Christ. Have we lost sight of that, possibly? Relying on your own strength to get through? I did that for years. To no avail. I mean, my strength, my will, my flesh, that's why I'm standing right here tonight. It didn't work. I tried for 33 years and it didn't work. Now I have surrendered my will and strength. And that's why I am standing here tonight. Because I've surrendered it. I've done this. It's been lifted. It's a miracle. You know, I've surrendered that to my higher power, Jesus Christ. You know, and we've heard it. He gives you strength through all things, right? The next letter is A for acceptance. So, you know, I ask you, do you earnestly believe that God exists, you know, and that you matter to him? I mean, really believe it. Down, deep down, just believe that. Took me a long time to believe that. I was too angry at me to believe that. Wouldn't forgive me to believe that. When non-forgiveness for me is sort of like backhanding Jesus, and that's how I looked at it. You know, I like visual things. So I forgave me. Because who am I to Christ when he already forgave me before I did it? You know, Christ, he does accept you exactly how you are, right where you're at, knows where you were and knows where you'll be. And he accepts you. You know, you don't need the insanity of striving for perfection that will never be attained. We can never get there. Can't wait to be in heaven because then I'll be perfect. Maybe. It's a nice thought. I'm waiting for that one So, you know, we just need to accept ourselves and we need to accept others for who they are. You know, I look at that. Sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it's harder. You know, I've had the double whammy of parents. My dad, different story, different circumstances. You know, left when I was 5. And I tried for years. Same thing over and over and over and over again. Leave my business card in his car when I'd see him. All proud because I was 19 and I had one, you know. Never called, didn't see him for 20 years until I surprised him at my brother's 50th birthday. And that was it. Not one question about anything. But the truth of the matter is I surrendered it. You know, I couldn't change that. I couldn't change anything. I accept him for who he is. And it's sad for him, you know, that he doesn't know what he could have. But I could stay in that insanity of trying to do the same thing over and over and get him to like me, and it's not going to happen. Mom, same story, just different circumstances. The stick was my mom, the stick was my dad, the stick was my drugs. Different circumstances, same thing. I just had to break that cycle of insanity. Love my mom, wish her well, but I can't keep going back to that same thing. It's not going to change because I can't change anybody. Only Christ can. You know, it's not if we, you know, or they, you know, to be made perfect or, you know, smart enough, right? If they're just smart enough, they'll do it. Pretty enough, attentive enough, skinny enough, whatever the enough is. It's never enough. I don't care what that enough is. It's not going to happen. Accept people for where they're at. Accept yourself where you're at. Life will be much better. Expectation level, you know, bring it down a bit. You know, if we let him, Jesus will give us the power to recover from our hurts and hang-ups and habits. He truly will. All we need to do, surrender it. Just, and I would honestly suggest to do that. You know, I went through that insanity for years. One day I did that. And I actually prayed to take it away. I surrender it to you. It's a miracle. That's all I can say. You know, just my will be yours, Lord. You know. If we do, you know, we'll relate to others differently, and we'll relate to them in a much healthier manner. If we do, I'm sorry, something's come up today and just grabbed me. Romans 15:7 tells us, accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. That sounds an awful lot like he accepts you right where you're at, right? We listen to that music, oh, how he loves us. Appropriate. So the N brings us to new life. Anybody want that? New life? Only a few of you? Dudes! Thank you. A new life, I mean, come on, it's not a prize in a Cracker Jack box, you know? I mean, you know, raise your hand, you want it, right? It's the truth. I mean, you can have a new life. It's out there. It's waiting for you. Just have to have that faith and rely in Christ. You know, I've had the miracle transformation in my life. I've seen it. I know it works. And I've been around here long enough to have seen that happen countless times. And I'm sure any leader in here that's wearing one of these could raise their hand and say the same thing. You know, it works. My group probably gets sick of me saying it works if you work it, so keep coming back. I mean, I say that every time before we walk out that door, and, you know, I get ripped once in a while about it, but it's the truth. It's the truth. It's just a fundamental, easy truth. Just keep coming back. It'll work. Just listen to someone else. Just keep going through the steps. Don't do it on your will. Invite Christ in, and listen to someone that's just a touch farther up that road than you. Sounds really simple, but you know, it is. It truly is. I've been out in there thinking everything's not good, not right, coming stoned, eating a pizza when I first came in, even joined a step study because I was told to. Somewhere in there, I wanted it for me, and I surrendered. And it's been a new life, and it's been a miracle since. You know, when Second Corinthians, since I have my King James Version, 2 Corinthians 1:8-9. For we would not, brethren, have made you ignorant of the trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despised even life. Love King James versions, how they just use some different words that really breathe into it. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raised the dead. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Wow, sounds like a transformation and new life to me right there. Again, appropriate on the knees tonight. That's where it starts, on your knees. Prayer, it's our biggest weapon we can use, prayer. So the I is for integrity. Which, if you look that up, is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles or moral uprightness. You know, it's I like the moral part of that. with integrity, because, you know, I think in the culture, integrity is, yeah, just do the right thing. That's integrity. But moral, that brings a little more depth to that word. You know, we've all heard that a half-truth is still a whole lie, right? Well, now you have. I lived that, you know, being married to my wife for as long as I was, or am, I was given half-truths all the time. No, I didn't smoke out. No, I was talking to someone smoking cigarettes. No, this, no, that, denial this, lie here. But everything else, I was, in my brain, perfectly honest and good and worked and came home, didn't hang in bars. It all seemed like, you know, all was well. It's just, you know, a little teeny lie. That went on for 17 years. Lucky that things worked out the way they did. I had a new life. I changed. You know, if you know, truth, you know, it fears nothing, you know. Nothing that is but concealment and secrets in the dark, right? Bring that out, because that's what keeps us stuck, those secrets. Keeps us stuck in the dark, keeps us stuck hiding. If they know, they won't like me because. Bring it out. I had to come clean on a lot with that and watch my wife's eyes go from dead to me, truly, nothing, and I denial, lesson one. Oh, she's just had a hard day with twins and kids, and that's all that is. Justified it. To watch them come back to life, again, it's a miracle. So, you know, we need, just need to bring that truth into the light of Christ, who gives us strength to go forward. You know, and the truth does often hurt, but it's the lie, right? That's what's going to leave the scar, the lie. You know, and again, the whole marriage to my wife, in her eyes, it was a sham, you know, with the self-doubt, all of that. I've been coming to celebrate recovery in the beginning, got through, got a couple chips under my belt. I'd come home, she'd look at me, "You've been smoking pot, haven't you?" "No, I haven't. Let me take you right now and we'll go down, get drug tested." "I haven't, honey." And she wouldn't believe me. You know what? That's the scar I gave her. So I had to have grace in that. I couldn't get angry. I mean, I wanted to, but I couldn't. I did that. So I had to own up. I had to give her grace. I had to come back and just, you know, "This too shall pass," you know. Scars don't just fall off like a scab. They're there. So in time, she hasn't asked me that for, I don't know, probably a year, year and a half, maybe two. I think she's thought it and looked at me, but, you know, so, there's, you know. And it just takes me to say a word wrong, and then you're smoking. Because apparently I had a speech impediment when I was high, I don't know. You see, a man or a woman of integrity isn't afraid to tell the truth. It's so much easier. Just telling the truth, right? Instead of covering up lies. And that courage comes from a power greater than ourselves. It comes from Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the light, right? Doesn't come from us. Doesn't come from within. I couldn't do this standing up here if I didn't have Christ in me. I'll tell you that right now. 3 John 4 tells us, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." So who has children out here? Does it make you happy when your kids are walking in truth and they're being honest? They're not lying. Who broke that? I did. Right? Even if they're little, you know? We love them. We forgive them. Break your favorite piece of china. You know, it's just stuff. We love them. We forgive them. Think how much Christ loves you and forgives you and wants you. Right? The T is for trust. First and foremost, we need to trust our true higher power, Jesus Christ, and all the promises in the Bible. Some of them are kind of hard to fathom. For me, I haven't been a Christian for a lot of years. Came to it late, and I still challenge it. You know, I still have questions. I believe it, but I want to understand it. Just this last Saturday, we were in this room, men's breakfast, and Rick Tillman is an elder in our church up here teaching, right? And he's teaching on the crown you're going to get in heaven, because he taught on Bema here a little while back, the Bema seat. Crowns, how come some people get more and I may only get one? You know, I still question it. And he just looked at me and smiled and goes, well, you'll be carrying your wife's luggage anyway, so. Probably. At least it's not her baggage. You know, I mean, there's no reason to not question and find out and figure out, and it's why it's living and breathing. We're always learning. The T is for trust. So, you know, when we trust our higher power, and we believe what the Bible promises and tells us, you know, we do all of that, our life get better. It's not going to be peachy and rosy and pink clouds all the time, but it gets better. I can handle things better. I don't run and hide. I don't hide in addictions. You know, I face it. And it's not always pretty, but face it. But Christ does come along, and we become more trustworthy when we live this way. People can believe what you say. You know, our friendships become better, and we have truer friends, right? Not the acquaintances. I had lots of acquaintances. But those acquaintances that, you know, you think they're your friend, then your stash is gone, and then they're friends with someone else, and, you know, you try to go over there and get them back, and then they're over here. You know, that's not a friend. That's someone that's destroying me. Not a friend. Our marriages get better. That's a big one, was for me. When our spouse can truly trust us, yeah, intimacy will get better. Who doesn't want that, right? Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. I've been snared a lot by man in the trappings many, many times. I prefer to live in Christ's rules and Christ's directions and his will, not mine. You know, personally, you know, I want to be safe. The only way I can be safe is to follow Christ and live in his will. Because if I step out and do my will, I don't know, I may vanish, not be around anymore, lose my family. It's not worth it. It's a price that's too high to pay. The Y is for your higher power, Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus loves you just as you are. His love is unconditional, unfailing. He will never leave you. We may leave him, right, or try to handle things all on our own. And when we fail, right, and really it's not when or if, it's definitely a when we fail. It's not if we fail, because we will fail doing it on our own. Jesus is there with open arms, right, to pick you back up, have you come in, you know, because he wants a relationship with us. So, you know, when you're depressed, there he is. Addicted, come to me. Binging, exhibiting compulsive behaviors, ill, isolated in a corner, he's standing there, come to me. When I was little, I used to have this little Buddha thing. It's like bald little guy. They used to make them, people that are, you know, a little more mature like me maybe, you know. They were around in the 70s. And it's this little guy that stood here with this big belly and a robe on. It's just that I love you this much. And so now I think of Jesus like that, you know. I love you this much, you know. Yeah, I regress. So how about when you're happy? You got a new job. Things are going great. You have a new relationship, reconciled an old relationship. You know, just everything is just roses, right? You know what? Jesus is still right there, right? He's got your back. It's not like I did that on my own. So that's, you know, the Bible tells us to be thankful in all circumstances, right? Have an attitude of gratitude. And I'll tell you what, I'm truly thankful for all the garbage in my past. I really am. Because if I didn't have that garbage in the past, right? I mean, it sounds crazy, but I wouldn't be here. Wouldn't have brought me to Christ. I don't know if I would have found Christ. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I found him, but I don't have the relationship that I have with him. No clue. But it definitely has brought me closer to my higher power, Jesus Christ. I mean, our Beatitudes, right? Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. And I like blessed, just the word blessed. I mean, happy is one thing, blessed is another. So that is why I'm thankful. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinning, he knew. So I'll leave you with this. Die to yourself and your fleshly desires, okay? Surrendering your will for Christ's will. Surrendering your hurts, your habits, your hang-ups, okay, to your higher power, Jesus Christ. Okay? And live the life that Christ has for you. You know, live it with courage. You were and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Through Jesus, you can do all things. Amen, and thank you much.